Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
So, Stevie Ray bringing us back to late great SRV. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Charlie Fusco, author of A New Breed of Shark. Is that right? Did I say that right, Charlie?
A New Breed of Shark, yes.
Yeah, and it's available, I'm sure, wherever books are sold. Synergics, SynergixX.com. Is that right, the website?
Yes, that's absolutely right.
That's where they can find your marketing company, your marketing agency, and What are you seeing with your clients out there? What are you seeing as their big challenge right now?
You know, we've spent probably the last month just taking one call after another from people that are just very concerned about their personal brand all of a sudden. And I mean CEOs, as well as celebrities, as well as business owners. All of a sudden they realize, hey, I actually have to be a brand within my own business. Mm-hmm. And very different marketing, very different strategy, very different time commitment. You know, I'm working with a celebrity chef who's on the Food Network right now. He's not one of the huge big guys, but he's big enough. And he's launched his own food line. And when I looked at it, I said, well, where's your picture on the food line? And he goes, well, I want this product to just sort of work on its own.
Right.
And I said,
we don't have any other food choices, right?
Right. I said, why don't we have a conversation about your personal brand? He goes, I have it. It's on the Food Network. I'm like, no, that's the Food Network's brand. Who are you? And, you know, so we have questions like that. I think I was telling you before the break, this girl that I'm coaching through, and she's 26, and she's trying to get major companies to hire her to, you know, coach millennials. So I said, well, what's your personal brand? Because you look like a millennial. So are you going in and saying, hey, I'm one of them, let me show you how? Or are you going in and saying, hey, I was one of them, I came out
I
the
escaped.
Other side.
I'm on a 12-step program.
Like yeah, right? Or I look like this intentionally because I want millennials to communicate with me, but I want to look serious enough that, you know, HRs and seniors will respect me as well. So just really thinking about what the way you look, the way you talk, the words that you use, how you create business cards, letterhead. The story you tell about yourself on social media, all of that is incredibly related to your personal brand. And it goes a little step further, and this is I have an author that we're publishing their book for right now. And this author is international and has a massive following on Facebook, and people know this woman. They know her. They love her on Facebook, and she's incredibly raw and, you know, sort of in your face. And they love it on Facebook, her Facebook Lives, everything. Well, now she's coming out with a book that she wants to sell to the masses. Mm-hmm. And when I went through it, I said, this is like one of your rants on Facebook. The entire book sounds like one of your intimate conversations mm-hmm. on your Facebook group. You can't do that. No, that's me. I'm authentic. No, when you're introduced to somebody who doesn't know you, like a new reader of your book,
right.
they're going to judge you right off the top. And if you come across this hard-edged and
right. without knowing who you are,
exactly. They got to get intimate with you first.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I'm talking to CEOs, everyone wants to be like Steve Jobs. They just want to wear the same clothes every day and invent the iPhone.
Right.
And they want their employees to respect it. But that's a brand. You got to figure that out. It's just mm-hmm. how you run your whole company.
Mm-hmm.
And I think especially with what's going on online and people spending most of their time doing commerce there, your brand becomes critical. It becomes more critical than your product in many
cases.
Well,
and this is the challenge that small businesses have, because some small business owners aren't comfortable being the brand. Some
yep.
small businesses were the brand moment one, like me. I mean, I am my brand and my company brand basically. But it's not good for the people who don't want to be a brand, because as you say, they need to step up and add that extra value to the corporate brand. But it's not good if you're the only brand, because what do you do when you're ready to ride off into the sunset? Just lock the door, and or you can't sell your brand if you're getting ready to retire. If you're going to retire the brand, so that's really the issue you got with small businesses.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And so, you know, you've got to really sit back. I think one of the biggest gifts that a business owner can give themselves these days is to take 2 days off and literally do nothing but reinvent your business on a whiteboard.
Mm-hmm.
Just go in, don't answer the phone, don't talk to, you know, clients, don't do anything, but sit and say, if I had to start my business today for the first time, how would I build it? What would I do? And it's amazing that when you actually sit and get outside yourself, you realize that your business has stayed the same, but it's changed so dramatically.
Well, you're a perfect example of what we're talking about, though. You're walking the talk. You got your company. You started Synergix, and you got your employees. You got the projects going on, and people know that name. But the founder and the CEO of the company has put herself out there as a personality, as an expert, as an author. You put yourself out there and overlaid another layer of brand value on top of the company brand. You've done it exactly like you're teaching people to do.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Some of it was by force, some of it was by design. You know, I was telling somebody
that's as good as it gets, Charlie.
Yeah. But you know what? I woke up one morning a couple years back and I went, gosh, I got to go work really hard today. What am I working for? And gosh, I'm going to go into a company that I can't see the value of in 3 years because the internet has changed how everyone's jobs and companies flow. And I said, am I building a company for it to be obsolete? And if I'm doing that, why am I getting up in the morning? And what do I want to do?
Right.
What do I want to be when I grow up?
Hey, Charlie, I gotta wrap it up. We gotta come up on a hard break here. Will you come back?
Absolutely.
Good job today. I need your website again, please.
Synergix.com, SynergiX.com.
Thank you, Charlie, for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.